4CC across central Queensland, good morning, 23 past 7. Just a reminder, we'll catch up with Liam from Complete Angler around about 20 to 8 this morning. Because right now, our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher, joining us. Hello, Butch.
Hey, g'day, Hammo. How are you, mate?
All right, looking forward to the weekend and hopefully some good news coming through on Sunday afternoon for the southeast of Queensland.
Yeah, mate, it's all sort of going on pretty good at the moment. Well, when you say pretty good, there's still cases of COVID being detected every day. But what we are seeing is that all of the cases that we've had over the last 2 to 3 days have been as part of that cluster, which is fantastic news because at least the Chief Health Officer knows where the people are. She knows what their movements have been, and we are able to contact trace all of those people. So just proving that the lockdown certainly was the right thing to do, go hard and go early. But what the concerning thing that we certainly have seen as part of this is that this Delta strain is spreading to kids under the age of 12, which is a huge concern because we know what super spreaders they are. They go and they move around in packs. They talk and they chat and they tackle and they wrestle and the whole lot, and they play sports, which is where we've seen a lot of this transmission happening in, you know, social sports and football and soccer and the likes. And so, yeah, it is certainly as concerning for the Chief Health Officer, but her comments yesterday were very positive that, 52,000 people got tested yesterday and 51,000 the day before. Just shows once again, how fantastic Queenslanders are at standing strong and trying to fight this thing and make sure we can get back to where we were a week ago.
Now, about 10 o'clock, mate, will be another press conference, obviously, with the leaders of the state government then, and hopefully it'll be more positive news for us closer to then, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. There'll certainly be cases, mate, but as I said, if we can try and make sure that they're all just from the same cluster, a lot of the ones that we're seeing are family members of kids that had it through the school, which is bad that we're getting numbers, but it's actually, if you're going to get them, they're the ones you want because you know that they've been in isolation, you know that they haven't been able to spread it around the community in the last 7 days. So fingers crossed we can keep moving forward, Hammo, and those the poor people have sent, of southeast Queensland can it reduce, I wouldn't imagine that they'll be able to go back to just being normal. There'll certainly be those tighter restrictions for a while yet, but hopefully we can see some benefits going forward. But in saying that, we've seen before this Delta, it could flip on its head like it has in New South Wales and get out of control.
Pretty quickly,
everyone's doing the right thing, which is good.
Mate, Rookwood Weir, the second tests have come back, and look, they've come back negative as well. Those tested out at Rookwood Weir, because there was a bit of a worry about a lady travelling there, but it's all come back with positive news.
Yeah, it looks like we've certainly dodged a bullet there, Hammer. And not only do we have the Rookwood Weir workers, but there was actually a great senior high school class went out there for a look around, which they do, which is great. And that, all those young kids have tested negative as well, which is a great result. But the Sunwater have certainly done a fantastic job with looking after the staff that are in quarantine on site there at the moment. They've got another week to go out there, and hopefully the negative results keep coming back, and we dodge a bullet, which it appears at this stage as if we have. So, a big shout out to all those people who also have been close contacts of the lady that came through, who are now isolating, the people at the airport, the people on the flight. Just to make sure that everyone in the community of Rockhampton and surrounding areas is safe. So, yeah, well done again to everyone.
Mate, finally, a ship off the coast here of Gladstone. There's been reports of some positive COVID cases on that ship, but nobody has actually come to the mainland off that.
Yeah, that's right, Hammond. We heard of this one yesterday, and it was certainly a concern for Gladstone, but once again, we just want to highlight to everyone that this ship is anchored out off the Fairway Buoy, which is around 20-odd kilometres or nautical miles out off Gladstone. The crew are on board. There's 11 of them have tested positive. What we've heard this morning is 23 of the crew have had vaccinations. So the signs and symptoms are minimal on board. They're certainly making sure that those crew that haven't tested positive are separated. And certainly they won't be coming into Gladstone. If any of them do develop symptoms that are bad enough where they have to go to hospital, they will be airlifted straight off the ship down to Sunshine Coast to a COVID hospital that's set up for these type of things down there. So you can say it loud and clear to the community of Gladstone, the ship won't be coming in to Gladstone while there's COVID people on board. And if anyone is in a position where they need to go and seek medical help, they'll be transported to a hospital on the Sunshine Coast. So there's no risk to the Gladstone region whatsoever.
All right. Final message to everybody. Stay safe. Keep the hygiene up. Wear a mask wherever possible. And hopefully on Sunday we'll get some better news, eh?
Yeah, that's it, Hammer. Every morning this week we've just tried to reinforce. You just need to think back where we were 12 months ago when everyone was right into the hand sanitizers and, social distancing. And as I've said all week, don't be ashamed to wear a mask if you're out in public and you're going to one of the shopping centres, particularly if you're an elder person or you've got underlying health issues. Just pop a mask on. There's no need to be embarrassed about it. I've been doing it when I go to the shopping centre. It's just that extra layer of security for yourself. And if you can get a vaccine, get out there and get it as quickly as you can. Mm.
All right. Thank you, mate. And thanks for keeping us up to date throughout this week with everything too, eh?
No worries, Hammer. Good on you, mate.
Thank you. Our State MP for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher, keeping us up to date. News coming up shortly here on 4CC, and we're around about 10 minutes away. We'll get our full fishing report with Liam from Complete Angler. Good morning.